This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So, on a date with Roberto Benigni, for that celebrity blind date show that Roger Lodge was hosting, where like you're on the date and they're like putting word bubbles into your head, like what you're thinking as you're like, going out with each other.
Therapist Joe says this guy's too into books.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
And it was just like a scheduling thing that they like put us together.
Okay.
Like,
what do you mean?
That was the only. It was like just a booking issue that was the only time the two of us were available.
Okay. Why? Like, why are you clarifying how the two of you would end up together? As if I inherently would have a question of why you would be on a date with Roberto Benigni.
Well, what it was supposed to be was sort of a rival. You remember they used to do the rivalry dates?
Oh, yeah, where it's like your greatest nemesis
yes.
is on your date with you and you have to split like a lobster.
Well, and there's also the prize, which was Rose McGowan, where the two of us are like fighting over Rose McGowan. Because I know that you would know that I wouldn't want to be involved in something like that unless I can win.
Yeah, well, you would never want to be runner-up for the Heart of Rose McGowan.
Yes, and again. So we show up and she's not available. So we were like, let's just do it. You know, we're here. Let's just do it. This is our only avail. So we go to outdoor movie screening at the airport of Soul Surfer.
Yeah.
You remember Soul Surfer?
I remember it, but refresh the everyone else's
it's
memory.
It's about Bethany Hamilton.
Bethany Hamilton?
She was the Soul Surfer, and she gets her arm bitten off by the shark.
And it eats her arm, and then the shark has arms, and it's able to carry things around in the ocean.
Yes. And so Roberto Benigni is, like, getting – it's, like – he's, like, sort of theatrically yawning, doing, like, a big – like, patting his mouth. Like
no.
Like, he's not really enjoying the movie. He does not talk through this whole thing.
To put his head in your lap.
Yes, he's doing big – yeah, he's doing big moves. And then he's gone. He's suddenly gone, but I hear him kind of scuttling away.
Okay.
And then he's up by the projector, and he starts doing his, like, shadow animals on the screen.
Oh, Roberto.
And, they're interacting with each other and with Anna Sophia Robb, who played Bethany Hamilton. But then he starts, like, he's, like, giving her bunny ears, you know?
That's not appropriate.
That's what people were into it at first, but once he starts to, like, you know, this character who has, like, been through a lot, and now he's sort of, like, and he would say later that that he was trying to just sort of, like, get us all to relax and laugh again, but it was like we were laughing at her.
Well, I know exactly what he said is what he said, nothing I was doing intended any harm. It was totally benigny. Because he's Roberto Benigni, and he says it all the time. He makes that joke. And I always tell him, Roberto, don't do that.
It's almost like he does stuff wrong.
Just so he can
say it was
that.
Benigni.
Yeah, benigni, which I don't like that. He's being Roberto Maligni. To me, anyway.
Yeah.
But I wanted to say something. Oh, right. When I did the rivalry date, it was with Rebecca Gayheart, the Eczema Girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're competing for Jason Kidd.
It was Jawbreaker Week
on
Blind Date.
We're competing for Jason Kidd.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook.
Welcome to Hollywood Handbook.
To kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet linebacker hallways of this industry week. Wait, called Showbiz. I used to be able to do it in one breath.
How do we do this show? What's going on here? We got a guest or something? This is too crazy.
Yeah, Rubai, tell me what the rules. Brett?
Oh, yeah. Brett, you tell me, what are we doing?
What's the rules of the show? What are we doing? Engineer Brett? This is just a fun thing where you...
We're like, having fun.
We act like we don't know.
Can you don't... Don't do this again.
Come, no,
can I just?
Brett,
it's fun, like a cool. Brett, it's fun that people go like, "Holy shit!" They just showed up in the studio, and it's just
like, "What's going on here?"
I'm like a fly on the wall, you know. And then they don't care that it's not that good because it's like,
"Can I just pay you $40 not to do this?"
40 each or 40 total?
Is it for? What is that every week, or just for one? Just one time.
For us, the more casual, the more it's like, holy shit, are we recording and shit like that? It just feels like, oh, okay, they didn't really plan it out. So when a big chunk of
the
show
$40
sucks,
just right now for that to stop.
And but
for it to each or to
wait,
split?
We are recording?
Not each word.
We're recording?
Julie.
Wait, yeah?
Wait, I just...
That's perfect, but we need Brett.
I'm confused.
Yeah, good, good. We should all be confused.
And does Julie get... And I don't think Julie should get any of the money, and I wonder if that's what this...
Should I stay on the mic?
Yeah, that's perfect, Julie. I mean, she seems really confused.
40 what?
She's selling this, yeah.
Dollars?
She's hearing everything.
Yeah, but it's showing up so much later for her.
I'd like $40.
Yeah.
Each?
Yeah,
Julie wasn't even... Julie, yeah, wasn't involved in...
This is really adding up fast. What if I just did... 40, and then...
If you leave, who's going to run the board?
Oh, I was... okay. I'll leave for $40. I pay $40, and then I leave.
I guess that's what Julie's proposing.
That's what I'm pitching.
Brett, your whole thing is falling apart, man. Just do, like, tell us how the show works.
You told me that I, because I didn't have to pay for parking, I had to pay the engineer. $40?
Yeah, $40.
That's
like a separate $40.
So how much is it all together? I don't know why. I feel like I'm, the sound is, I feel like I'm a little hot on the mic.
It does feel like you're louder than anyone needs to be.
Yeah. So how much do I owe you? I'm paying you too?
I get $40.
Okay.
The engineer gets $40.
Brett.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But and then plus ads, act plus like ads and stuff.
We don't want to talk about money and stuff and act like it's all planned out. We want to kind of make it feel just casual, cool.
Okay, because I went to the ATM and I have $60.
Let go of my arm, please. It's so tight. You're gripping it so tight.
Thank you.
That's not a compliment. It's just...
I'll just put it in this envelope.
Okay.
And I'll leave it on the table.
And yes, please leave it on back. The table.
Mine maybe. Is an iTunes gift card, my $40.
Oh, Brett. And it only works again. For Beatles albums. I have to get Beatles albums.
Brett can only spend his money on music.
My favorite Beatles album is Number One, where it's all the number one hits.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That rocks.
The one, yeah. It's just the yellow number one on the red, yeah.
In a way,
just
yeah.
shredding.
It's Revolution Beatles number one. It's what it's really called.
Mm-hmm. Beatles Ones. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that Beatles
won,
rocks.
You lose.
Mm-hmm. The Beatles won.
I feel like I'm settling into my microphone a little.
It's starting to feel a little more natural. I mean, it could always improve. We never want to say, okay, we're satisfied, you know. We're always striving. That's a big part of being a Hollywood icon like the three of us is just knowing, okay, yeah, I can never be satisfied the second that I hold still, moss grows on me, and then I get mm-hmm. thrown in a trash can, rolled down a hill, and then shot at with a BB gun. So what I want to talk about today is...
It's so loud in the trash can.
Growing
the
changes.
BBs hit it.
Oh, it's deafening.
BB Newirth.
Yes.
BB Newell.
Mm-hmm. And keep going. I don't know.
BB Buell, I mean.
Yeah, BB mm-hmm. Buell. It didn't matter. I didn't know the second one anyway.
BB's kids. Julie, you've been on the show.
Oh, BB's kids.
Many times before.
Kids with seven different mothers.
We don't die. We multiply.
Every one of those kids was fathered by a different mother.
Mm-hmm. Tone Loke. from what a great voice actor. And so, you know, we're having a little something of a funky cold Medina ourselves here.
Yeah,
which is to say,
this is a mess.
That would have been good.
It's messy, but I like it.
When Dan Medina was on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Funky Dan Medina.
Funky Dan Medina.
Yeah, that would have been good. What we did with him was also good.
I'm not saying it. No, it would have been worse than what we did, but it would have been good.
That would have worked.
What did you guys do with him?
Not much.
No, we don't know.
You don't know?
I had just met him. I think I met him on the mic. And then didn't go super far from there. Nice kid. Good kid.
Julie, you, the first time you were on the show, it seemed pretty straightforward for you.
It seems like it was a long time ago.
There wasn't a lot of confusion initially.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You guys had a musical.
Yeah.
And I had a thing to say about The Daily Show.
Yeah.
But now...
Now you must have something to say about this new animated show that John is...
Trevor Noah's got his fingers in?
No, John is doing an animated show for HBO.
I heard it was Trevor Noah.
Is that the big secret?
It's not a secret.
Wow.
John is animating Trevor Noah.
Oh.
John Oliver's
does Trevor, in it too. Does Trevor Noah? But I honestly...
It's a simple question. It's just a yes or no.
And then the second time, I think that was more musical stuff.
Joe the Plumber.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that we did crushed, the Joe the Plumber one.
Crush legend.
And you rhymed it with Oh Bummer, which is so interesting because now everything's changed politically. But I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to talk about it either.
No.
This is how she says, like, I don't want to get off on a rant, but she really does.
Oh, and she's just revving herself up for an insane rant. Oh, no. Tell me that's not what's going on.
I've seen it, like, the live show. She says, like, I don't want to talk about it. And then she starts, like, walk off stage. And then the whole crowd is like, come on!
I do some shows in New Jersey.
She's hiding that she's going to do a rant. Like, her rant is one of Hillary's emails.
She was hiding it. I should have deleted it. You were hiding it.
Just tell me you were hiding the emails, that you put them under a different label or something.
What's funny about Veep?
Okay.
Is that you can't write what's happening now, so they write something else.
Yeah. No, it's true. Something that happened before, I think. Like Newsroom. But Veep can also be so funny because these clowns in Washington are just like Jonah. I'll tell you, sometimes I can't even understand the thing. It reminds me of one of Hillary's emails.
She couldn't understand the emails. Admit it.
Just come out. The whole American public will respect you a lot more if you just say, hey, I didn't understand the emails. Some of them seem like it could be spam or something, but I couldn't tell. And so I sent them all to the friggin' Russians to have them sort it for me. It's a service. You know, then I would get it. Then I'd be like, all right, thanks for being honest. Don't tell secrets like one of friggin' Hillary's emails.
I heard there's going to be a South African Veep where everyone sounds like Trevor Noah, so it's funnier.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Trevor Noah, to me, is the epitome of comedy cool. His suits, his style, his lack of cultural impact all add up to make the complete comedy man. It's 2016, and you might have happened, but you might not have. Did he take over The Daily Show yet? I don't know.
It's such a crazy election.
Yeah.
We were all at Vulture Fest.
Mm-hmm.
Julie was there. Sean was there.
Casper was there.
Hayes was there.
Julie was doing panel.
Casper Mattress. You know him?
I don't know what Brett was doing. Yes, we did meet Casper Mattress while we were there.
Casper Hauser.
Soft hands.
Like pillows.
Like you would, yeah, sort of like you would expect.
I think he was having an allergic reaction now that I think about how big his hands were.
Remember how much Jesse Thorne liked Casper Hauser?
Who could forget?
Anyway, Casper Mattress. Yeah, that guy, okay, to me, he seems very sick.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think he had an allergic reaction. Because remember we put all those bees in his dressing room?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, and honestly, he came over to my place after, like, just, like, to chill. And he's been asleep in my guest room for months.
But he loves mattresses.
How much does Trevor Noah work out? I got to do what that guy's doing.
But anyway, he was at Vulture Fest as well.
I heard he wanted a walking treadmill desk instead of what Jon Stewart left.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And Comedy Central had to draw the line somewhere.
Wow. What did Jon Stewart leave?
A regular desk.
Oh, no. What a sicko. So, Jon Stewart's beard. Remember he came back and did Colbert Show?
The beard.
Where have you been, Jon?
I like that because...
Jon, we need you. Come back.
We miss you, Jon.
Thank God. When he came on TV, I said, thank God.
Brett, what did you say?
He saved us.
What I liked about it was he didn't wear a button-down shirt with a collar.
Mm-hmm.
He just put a tie over his T-shirt.
Yeah, he didn't know how to do the tie anymore.
But he had a jacket on also. So he just didn't wear the button-down shirt.
Trevor has his ties, maybe.
No, he had a tie. He just wasn't wearing the tie, like, connected to the button-down shirt.
That it was almost, like, that is almost right, except, yes, the tie was there. He did have a tie.
Whoa. Now that I'm thinking about it, I didn't see it.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah. I only saw...
I saw some screenshots.
Yeah, Engineer Brett is the only one I know who saw
it. And Brett, what did you say?
What did you say?
I said, hey, Jon, it's good to see you.
Yeah. Yeah. He spoke for all of us in a way.
Yeah. Certainly for me. It's said like more than I was
going to. The first breath of oxygen I'd had throughout this whole election.
Brett, when Brett watches Jon, he does kind of think of it as a conversation. So when Jon does a joke, Brett will be like, nice, do another one.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm that way with Jordan.
Yeah, he always
Clepper does.
I hate that we're getting so political here.
Me too.
Because the election has been so insane, there's no way we can fit it all in one episode.
It's almost like writes itself?
It's starting to, yeah. And you did
you
say
can't
that.
Write
it's
this.
Funnier than the joke.
It's funnier than the joke.
Mm-hmm.
What's the joke?
It's,
what Jon Stewart said.
Yeah, well, like...
What'd he say?
Doing the comedy is...
Jon's jokes?
Yeah.
He is mad.
Is...
He looked kind of like... I beg to differ, because I know none of us saw it, but in the screenshot I saw, he didn't look mad. He looked a little like...
Right.
Like, he kind of was like... Mm-hmm. But, like, just with his face.
Like, can we even be mad at this? It's so ridiculous.
Sometimes he has a little smile. He's like...
It's tickling him.
Mm-hmm. He's letting me know that he sees the absurdity of it all.
And Julie did sort of a little smile. She, like...
Now he has a petting zoo.
Oh, yeah, we bought a zoo.
That's what he's doing?
Yes, Jon Stewart has a petting zoo.
Mm-hmm. That's a little hypocritical after Rosewater.
Is that what that movie was about?
Well, now he's putting the animals in jail like Rosewater.
Rosewater was about a journalist who wound up in a zoo.
Really?
A human zoo.
And they thought, well, once he's inside this room, he'll be unable to dance.
Mm-hmm.
Because his spirit will be caged as well.
Got it.
I don't believe it worked.
Who's your favorite correspondent on The Daily Show?
On The Daily Show
right
now.
We'll all say it at the same time. One,
we're all gonna
two,
say it.
Three, Jordan Clepper and Michelle Wolf at the same time. Hayes, you didn't participate in that.
Did Jessica Williams bid them adieu?
She's in the process of it. It's a long goodbye.
Mm.
It's a hard goodbye.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show. She may have bid them adieu. And onward and upward, you know, because what's next? For all of us, really. I'm not going to be doing this show forever.
I don't know.
Oh, wow.
See?
It was not a new way to use it.
I don't like
it. It was a new spot to use
being used on me.
By the way, that cash envelope is gone.
Yeah, that's crazy. Crunch, crunch, crunch.
How long will you be doing this show?
Huh?
How long will you be doing this show?
I'm not going to be doing this forever, Brett. You know?
This episode, he means.
Yeah. Oh, just Hollywood Handbook the show?
Yeah.
I mean.
What else do you do?
As long as Jeff Ulrich stays in L.A. If he's still in L.A., I will keep doing the show. I've always said if he leaves, I'll have lost my anchor. I don't know how to do the show without my feet under me, without my rock. So Jeff's still here, and so am I. And if you like the show, please keep Jeff in L.A. Hayes?
He's been flirting with leaving in order to, because he knows we'll, jack up the quality of the show until he has to stay.
Yeah, it's a way for him to spike it.
Has he read Blue Apron copy on the air?
Jeff?
Yeah.
It's unclear.
Maybe you should give him that chance.
I think we should bring Jeff in.
Nothing makes me hungrier than hearing people on Earwolf describe the ingredients in Blue Apron meals.
Soy glazed carrot hamburger.
Yeah!
Paul Shear does. Paul Shear is the best.
That's what I am, you sound ravenous. Like when you're hungry. Yeah.
Wow. We did want to talk about something. Politics is actually even more messed up than this.
Yeah, politics is getting pretty messed up.
I don't want to talk about that.
No, we shouldn't bring it up because, quite frankly, Carly Fiorina might be right outside. It is how crazy it's been lately. I mean, that's honestly how nutso it's gone. Friggin', you're going to turn around and you're going to have a John Case situation on your hands.
We want to talk a little about our charity work.
Okay. You and me?
I'm not speaking to you.
Great.
What happened? Why aren't you guys talking?
Oh, don't make us get into this.
Just give me the gist of it.
He's pissed off at me.
Why?
Well, okay, so there was a cracked flange underneath one of his bathrooms. And obviously replacing that involves removing and resetting the toilet, which is all well and good if you turn the water off first and if Hayes is not on the toilet at the time. Speaking of Joe the plumber. And, you know, so you said it a long time ago.
I remember.
So Hayes is on the bathroom in the toy and doing what he has to do in there. We're just breathe heavy. And so I get down there with crescent wrench, bust a socket open, blast out the porcelain, and it shoots Hayes through the roof of his house and into the street. He lands in front of his neighbor and some of his neighbor's parents and Carly Fiorina. And he's got, you know, pants around his ankles, ass over tea kettle, 7 ways from Sunday, showing off the whole package.
So we had to invite them all. When you say that, like, she might be here, she is here. We had to invite them all to the
show.
She wanted more of what she saw.
It's what's known as a good.
It's been hard to get her to sort of leave my side.
She liked what she saw.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and who wouldn't?
That's nice. Hayes, Sean is like, that was a sweet thing to say.
I know what this is.
But he gave you a compliment.
This is to get me to stop.
He called you pretty.
Being mad, like he did it on purpose in order to show everyone. Yeah.
Well, right. Another piece of this is Hayes did wind up losing his favorite medallion. It got blasted in the water and carried away down the drain.
And what was that medallion?
It was a medallion with a series of snakes. All of the snakes are really cool. Backwards hats, sunglasses, toothpick sticking out of the mouth. Cobras, freaking ball python, boas, anacondas, and everything. And what Hayes likes to do, and I'm sorry to, you know, tell everybody, but he'll put his medallion on. He'll take his pants down when he's going to do his heavy breathing. And he'll say, I'm Hayes Davenport. I'm bringing the bling and the big ass ding-a-ling. So Carly saw the ding-a-ling. Bling went down the drain. Dude doesn't have a catchphrase anymore. Well, and he's pissed.
Now it's like, I'm Hayes Davenport. I'm missing my bling.
Mm-hmm.
And a big ass ding-a-ling.
You're but not missing that.
I know. That's why it doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah. You got to rephrase it.
Yeah, no, you got to find a new thing. Or.
Or actually, yeah, be missing my ding-a-ling.
That sounds a little drastic.
I was going to say, or maybe we don't need a catchphrase every time we're going to get on the potty. You know, maybe we just be ourselves. It's something to try at least.
I miss those inflatable books that used to take into the tub.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The ones
yeah.
that each page had like a Casper mattress like quality. They had a big puffiness, and you could just dunk them under the water and it wouldn't affect your reading.
You could read the books underwater. You could
Well, not if your eyes were underwater. Your eyes could be above the water. The book could be under the water. Depending on how dirty the water is, you could read the book.
Somebody doesn't know about goggles.
Got reading goggles. They're called glasses.
No, that's not what I meant. You know it.
He meant beer goggles.
Anyway, I miss those books.
Yeah, I meant friggin' beer goggles.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Wait, that I don't.
I'm drinking beers and then I'm sliding the bartender photo of my wife.
To turn her on?
No.
It's an old man.
He's an
old guy. The bartender's an old Irish guy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I say, tell me when she looks good. You know?
That's when I've had enough.
Are you into cuckolding?
No.
It sounds that's like you're trying
Doughboys.
To get Doughboys, into...
Doughboys that's like a territory. Fucking Doughboys thing, man.
What's a Doughboys thing?
Thank you, Julie.
Yes, that is so sweet. You are the best guest we've ever had. What's a Doughboys thing? That is the best. That question is pure music. What a kind woman. Doughboys is the most popular podcast on the internet. If you like comedy at all, then your favorite duo of, you know, wisecracking goofers is going to be the Doughboys. It's your favorite. It's Hollywood Handbook is your second favorite podcast after Doughboys.
They're not doing any new ones. We got grandfathered in.
Do they read Blue Apron copy?
Oh, wow. I mean, they definitely describe food a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know if Blue Apron's one of the foods. Hayes?
Is Blue Apron one of the foods that they do?
They talk about?
They might go. I know they go to restaurants. I don't know what they eat. They might go to restaurants and eat Blue Apron food.
Okay, right. So they're going to go to like Bob's Big Boy and be like, it's the soy glazed carrots.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, you got really She's hungry so just hungry. Now.
So funny, like how it's hungry. Just a knee-jerk reaction.
But I didn't mean to get us off on this whole thing Pavlov. Talking about political.
Oh, I don't want to talk about the election.
Yeah. Well, it's too insane to even capture. I mean,
it's like, what is there even left to say?
Well, did you see some of these speeches from some of these clowns?
Yes. The one where the general got up there.
Yeah.
And he was like,
the animated one?
From the insurance yes. commercials, the general.
Yes. Oh, what a...
The general.
That guy's such a... He's so full of himself.
Yeah, he thinks such a great general.
Yeah.
And he wanted to shoot the missile?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was watching that. I thought, give me a break.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I was watching that.
And who's that?
That's like a kid. You turned his TV off.
Mm-hmm.
Like his mom's like, I'm not joking around anymore. It's time to go. This is part of my.
You guys are getting along again.
It's going okay. I mean, it's really up to Hayes.
I'm getting along with this character. I'm getting along with the little kid.
I understand. Yeah.
Hey, I was watching that.
Yes. This person I like.
Mm-hmm.
I understand.
He didn't hurt you.
I can stay him. I'm that good at character. I could be him the whole time. Watch this. Give me something else. Give me any stimulus to respond to in that character.
Okay.
Literally anything.
Like a situation?
Yeah. Haze?
Like making up that
anything.
Making up that something happened.
Anything you want.
Okay. The school, something with school.
Okay, okay.
The school blew away.
Hey, I was reading that.
You were reading the school?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What part of it?
The sign.
You guys are connecting, and I don't care if you're in character or not.
Yeah.
What happened to you and Tom?
Yeah, speaking of connecting.
We got fired.
Oh, no.
Paul Feig.
Mm-hmm, yeah, you guys
went into one of his, quote, gingham fits.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
He showed up wearing
Opa gingham
a
style.
Suit made out of gingham. It looked like a picnic blanket. He said, get the fuck off my set. And we thought he talking to extras. He talking to me and Tom.
Hey, Tom and Julie, instead of like sexy lady.
Yeah.
Opa gingham style.
Yeah, and then he threw a picnic basket full of pocket squares with picnic basket prints.
So he wasn't just them. Wearing
oh, no.
a blanket. He was also...
No, he wasn't. Oh, I'm so sorry. Did I make it seem like he was wearing a blanket? No, no, no. I'm sorry. He was wearing a suit.
He'd be mad if I thought he wasn't wearing a suit.
That looked like it was made out of a, like the is it a tablecloth? Not yeah. the one in the Italian restaurant, like the red and white checkered
one. No, a picnic
one.
Blanket. No, I understand that. But okay. he also has a basket, which seems dangerous given that you look like something that someone's supposed to have a picnic on. So somebody might take that basket and think it's an invitation to sit on him and have a picnic,
like
which maybe it was.
Right.
Like and
especially
ants.
And I wonder if a hungry, like a notoriously crazily hungry person like you
yeah.
might.
Well, that's unfair. I think, I don't know about the notoriety. I mean, I just have a different way of expressing my hunger.
Okay.
It's not that you're hungry more often than other people. It's that when you are hungry, everyone knows it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fair. Anyway, we got fired. He didn't like what we were doing.
Oh, no.
To the script.
And what did he want?
Something completely more different. You know, he wanted jokes that were more current. He reminded us that it was coming out in 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And the Brexit stuff wasn't working. And he
future
just...
Future current.
You know...
Did he want stuff about this election? No, too crazy, right?
I mean, I thought it was too crazy, but now that you say it, I think he may have wanted stuff about this election.
Mm-hmm.
We blew it.
Hey, which vice president do you like better? I'm on the Pence. Can't decide, you know? I could go either way.
Is this that kid?
You can't.
I could go either way.
You can't decide?
I'm on the Pence. Can't decide.
I don't know if this is the kid or not.
Tom and I are still friends, though.
Well, it's like, gotta make up my mind sooner or later.
About what?
About which president? Vice president. I'm running out of Tim.
Vice news.
You're running out
of Tim. I can't decide.
You're running out of
Tim. I'm on the Pence.
John votes for vice presidents.
You pick your vote for president. I know who I'm doing. I'm not going to say.
Yeah.
And then you pick vice president.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You don't just vote for one person.
Is it weird that Dr. Jill Stein was your psychiatrist when you were a child?
Ooh, it's about as weird as one of Hillary's emails.
You're thinking of Dr. Jill Stein is the doctor. You're thinking of Dr. Jill Stein's monster. Charlotte's psychiatrist was...
No. You're thinking of the person who created Transparent. That's Jill Solestein.
No. You're thinking of Jill Solbule.
It's monster.
I think so.
That was Sean's psychiatrist.
No, Joel Stein was my psychiatrist.
Joel Gray?
No, Joel Stein. You remember in the back of Entertainment Weekly, he had like a one-page thing he would do, and then Stephen King took over. It's your Uncle Stevie.
Uncle Stevie had so many things to say about earworms.
Mm-hmm. He had some recommendations. Yeah.
One of them was that you go fuck yourself.
He did tell me to do that, yeah.
Yeah.
As did Joel Stein.
Were you in therapy when you were a little boy, Hayes?
When you were tiny?
Yeah, I was in
hydrotherapy.
It was baseball therapy.
Oh.
Yeah, we would go to like a baseball fantasy camp. With like all your favorite guy, like all your like favorite guys would be there, all the big sluggers. But you would have to earn. It was like about gathering baseballs. The whole camp was about trying to accumulate as many baseballs as possible. And you would do that by making like big confessions. And whoever had like the most baseballs at the end would be the best camper.
Did that help you?
With what?
Confessing things.
Yeah, I mean, it ends up that you confess a lot of stuff that is not, that you didn't do.
Did it help
because you want baseballs?
Yeah. Did it help you pack baseballs?
Well, it helped me.
At the end of the summer?
By the end of it, my shirt was really stretched out because they don't give you anything to hold it with. And so you're like using your shirt as like a big baseball basket, essentially. So did it help me get a big shirt? Yes.
And then you want to fill up your shirt, so you eat more Blue Apron. Then you get big.
You want to fill up your shirt with your belly.
Yep.
Yes.
Hey, I was healing that. That's that kid when he leaves therapy camp.
Oh, sweet how you guys connect every once in a while. Like, it's nice.
That's the little kid. Anyway, I'm auditioning for the new Mad TV. And I'm working on some characters.
Let's go.
They don't want a lot of new characters.
Yeah.
They want a lot of old characters.
You
want
yeah.
I've got some, you know, older impressions. Have you guys seen my, like...
John Cassavetes?
I do Cassavetes, but I do a different Cassavetes. I do Cassavetes, he's stuck. Like, his mouth is stuck closed.
It is, when you say at the beginning of an audition that he's stuck... You should clarify that it has any that it has something to do with this. Because when people hear he's stuck,
yeah,
they don't think of it as being like his mouth is stuck. Yes. That's for like, it's like I don't know. He has like lockjaw or something. But when you say he's stuck, they're picturing him being like caught somewhere. But he should still be able to speak if you just say he's stuck.
He doesn't have a lockjaw.
Quicksand.
What does he have?
Quicksand.
His mouth got sewed shut by the sicko from Seven.
Kevin Spacey?
The sick fuck from Seven. Oh, shit. That fucking movie, dude.
When he cut off his own
fucking
fingerprints.
Dark. Unbelievably sick.
And then he took those fingerprints and sprinkled them over frozen yogurt.
And then he served it
to a teenage girl.
Do you know what, was in the box? You know what was in the box?
What's that?
A tooth.
Yeah. Yeah, one of his baby teeth.
Mm-hmm.
It sort of lets you in on the character. Like, the character, the Tooth Fairy, never came to see him.
It's all rotting.
Here's what I like about the remake of Willy Wonka.
Smelly tooth.
You got to see why he liked candy, and it had to do with his father being a dentist and not letting him have any.
Mm-hmm.
And when you say Willy Wonka. Because
you're watching the first one, you're like, why is this guy fucking like candy so much?
Yeah.
This guy's like so obsessed with candy for no reason.
And I think that the father stuff.
This otherwise normal
so
man.
Good. Yeah.
I like the new Willy Wonka too, but again, I'm not doing new characters for this Mad TV audition. I'm doing old characters.
Sorry. Yeah, we're back to that.
So what's another old one that you might want to see?
I think when they say that you're supposed to do old characters, because I know they ask for the old characters, but I think you're supposed to be like Miss Swan.
Okay. But her mouth is stuck together maybe?
What? That's interesting.
Is it the guy from the Seven that did that as well?
They all got their mouth showed by Seven. And then the last thing I do is I come in as the guy from Seven with a needle and thread.
Oh.
In a box?
Huh?
Like that Andy Samberg song?
Oh, God.
You're being very inappropriate.
Can I ask you guys a question? Why isn't Justin Timberlake on Saturday Night Live? Like, yeah, as a regular cast member?
He should be, yeah, yes, permanent host.
He should be sketch
so
man.
Mm-hmm. Funny. He's great at everything.
The one where it's like, come on down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To the food. Is this coming down to the food?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sean,
mm-hmm,
are you okay about your audition?
He doesn't, yeah. He, the idea of you saying that Justin Timberlake should always be on,
oh, that hurt his feelings?
SNL, I think did.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think he it did hurt that. His feelings.
Well, just like, obviously I see Mad TV as a stepping stone to maybe being able to work on Justin Timberlake's new tour.
Sean, I think you guys are totally different types.
I guess.
You took a different path.
I'm a little more rugged, don't we think?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A lot tougher.
Yeah, you're coming from a
great... I'm going to bow out.
Like a fight.
Of this.
Like a fightier place.
Yeah, I do a lot more cracking skulls. Whereas Timberlake, all he really can do is sing and dance,
everything,
which is nice. Yeah. Yeah.
He is so... funny. When he goes on Jimmy Fallon, here's why the two of them are great. They can sing. They can be funny.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, it's hard for me to worry about any of that stuff when I'm just so worried about this dang election. I mean, it's too crazy. And the way some of these people are acting.
Are you guys like a little scared?
I'm actually.
It's not funny anymore.
It's not funny anymore. Like, at first it was a joke and we were all laughing and it mm-hmm. was so funny, but now it's not funny anymore.
It's not being funny to me.
I'm actually scared.
Well, I mean, I'm happy that Tom Cruise didn't win just because I wouldn't want him to be doing president and not allowed to make more Jack Reacher. But I am like, he should endorse the other guy.
Can I say something? This is a message for somebody. I thought the make Donald Trump again thing was a little out of line. It was a little mean.
It was pretty. It cut through a lot of.
It was really harsh.
BS.
And I don't love a lot of the guy's stuff, but I mean, it's like, let's not, you know, make Donald Trump again. I mean, like,
you think
there's a line,
right?
You is think what it's I'm saying.
Stooped
for yeah. me something being epically funny. Doesn't justify hurting someone. And I've got stuff that's epically funny I could say right now. But I think it would hurt some people's feelings. Probably Tom Sharpling would have his feelings hurt if I said one of the most epically,
one of the epically
funny things
funny
that I'm
things.
Thinking of.
Yeah. What,
do you want to do it with your mouth sewn shut?
Oh, that sounded like Miss Swan.
Yes.
I'm not standing by
yes.
listening to my friend
so,
be bad mouth like that.
And I, you know, but end of the day, I like the guy. So I'm not going to destroy him. And even if I didn't, it wouldn't be fair. And so make Donald Trump again. Okay, we get it. You show everyone how smart you are and how epically mm-hmm. funny you can be. But that guy
he's
really
a human
got
being.
Hurt.
He's a person.
He's a person. And it might be why he's doing some of the stuff he's doing now.
Yes.
Like ISIS.
Like doing ISIS mm-hmm. on us.
In other words, like if you piss them off, they're going to be meaner.
Yeah. And like Donald's doing ISIS on us.
Yeah, it's true. That is a good point, Julie, about ISIS. These are human beings.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what I said.
And
well,
some of the stuff we're doing with shooting at them. How would you like it?
Yeah, no. Julie Klausner makes a good point about ISIS,
I didn't say that.
Which is that
and please don't
you
text
don't necessarily
me.
Want to shoot them.
I didn't say that.
Unless, yeah, you
yeah,
think
unless
about
you
what it's
would like,
like yeah.
to have that done at you. Like if you're in the Suicide Squad, for instance.
The
by the way,
they
please
do
text
like
Julie.
It. Yeah. So,
who has my cell? A lot of people.
Engineer Brett.
Well, that's because I wrote it on the envelope.
Yeah, that's right, on the cash envelope.
Part of Venmo.
The Suicide
Money
Squad
was always supposed to be about people.
Really does like getting shot at and blown up.
Mm-hmm.
And they do this stuff where they like lick knives.
Oh, I hate comic books.
Why?
Because they're not like Altman. That's not how real people talk.
Altman?
Yeah, Robert Altman.
Oh, that's another one of my Mad TV characters.
They are like Altman.
He would pitch 75 alts for every joke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Altman. That's one of my Mad TV characters.
Let's see him.
I make the writers give me a joke. They give me like a punchline to a joke.
You make the writers.
Yeah, of Mad TV, I go, hey, I'd love to be a part of your show. You're going to love writing for this character.
First, is this write a joke. A sketch? How does this appear on screen?
Yeah, I would come on screen and I would get, and I'd be like,
the writers out
I'd be like in a writer's room.
Oh, okay.
But I've got like a propeller beanie on.
I like this because it's insider.
Yeah. 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 Well, that's my life. Better or worse, I'm a Hollywood darling. Now, they give me the punchline to a joke. Let's say, for example, the punchline was make Donald Trump again.
Mm-hmm.
Something, you know, epically funny. You can't beat this.
Triggering, though. It's me.
No, I am. But this just, it's on our minds.
Sure.
And I would be like, okay, here's 75 alts for that in the sketch.
Uh-huh.
And then what I'll do in my audition is I ask the writers to write 75 alts. Because obviously I'm bringing the character to the table.
Yeah, yes.
Do you audition for the writers of Mad TV before you audition for the producers?
I hope so, because this character is pretty reliant on it. And if I'm just auditioning for like Alfred E. Newman or whatever, then it's going to be rough seas.
Hmm.
He never laughs at the audition.
Well, he only laughs
at Alfred. The most fucked up stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's good if he's not laughing.
That guy can drink through a straw without opening his mouth. He got a space in his teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, guys.
I saw a version of him on Mount Rushmore once.
Yeah.
On one of the magazines.
Oh, I think I saw that too.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a photo?
It was as if he was an old president.
That's outrageous.
President Newman? But honestly, with politics, it is becoming...
I know!
Who's on your Mount Crushmore?
Hello, Newman.
Okay.
Remember?
Number one.
Then it's like, hello...
I'd say he's on all of
hello,
ours.
Hello, Mickey.
Okay, that's
and
Mount Crushmore.
And then it's like, hello, real Kramer. And then it's like, hello, Dave Mandel.
Mm-hmm. Dave Mandel's on my Mount Crushmore
so
for
that's
sure.
That's all four.
It's yeah. Newman.
Yes.
Mickey.
Yes.
The real life
Kramer
guy who was the inspiration
Kramer
for
was based on.
Kramer.
Yes.
And Dave Mandel.
Yes. Showrunner of Veep.
Yes. Showrunner of Veep. Okay.
Yeah. That's a really strong Mount Crushmore.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone have anything different from that?
Mine's all animals from movies. Dunstan from Dunstan Checks In. Just for his being so brave. The big dog from The Sandlot. The big dog that they were all scared of that turned out to be nice.
Yeah.
Because he's very courageous as well. Were there any other animals?
In movies?
In movies?
No.
Dunstan, I think, did a second movie.
No, I think it just seemed like Dunstan Checks In was the title of a sequel. But I think it was just the first movie.
Was just okay. It was just okay.
There was a seal in one movie.
Sure.
Remember the girl? There's dancing with the seal.
Zeus and Roxanne.
No.
The bee girl.
The bee girl.
That's not an animal.
Seal.
That was a little girl in a bee outfit.
What? Oh, ew.
Well, speaking of seal, I really got to drain the weasel.
When you say Mount Crushmore, first of all, thank you, John. Second of all, when you say Mount Crushmore, you mean people we have crushes on or people that we think we could crush it with if we were to pursue a project together? Or
well,
I picked all boys. And then he started picking animals.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I'm just not on the same page.
Yeah.
Oh,
I guess my Mount Crushmore is all different models of plane.
Jesus.
The Boeing 747.
Oh, boy.
The Boeing 727. Boeing 737 in between those. Anyway, there's only three planes on my Mount Crushmore.
So we've had a silly good time. How do I watch Difficult People? Like a TV or?
Where should I sit?
Where do I put it?
It's most comfortable, I guess.
Yeah.
Where you guys sit on the floor, guys?
If I'm at someone else's house, if I'm a guest, I sit on the floor and I make them feel strange about it.
Mm-hmm. Mine's cold. It's all black and white tile.
Hulu.com. There's no more Hulu Plus.
From the internet, yep.
I think it's just regular Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
Come TV with us.
Ah.
Is it like come, comma, TV, comma, with us? Like
it's
you're
like
asking
come,
the TV to
no,
come with you?
It's come TV,
TV with us.
Come TV. Come TV on my tits and stomach.
Come TV.
Mm-hmm.
Come TV.
Come TV on my tits and stomach.
Okay.
Right.
Come TV on my tits and stomach.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. It's edgy shit.
Wow. Mindy sign off on that?
Mindy came up with it.
Me.
Casual.
Casual, where she's like, where the guy's like, any sexual activity lately? The doctor. She's like, here and there.
Okay.
But you know it's been more.
She's being a faker.
It's been more than that. You have to watch the show to see why she was lying.
Yeah, but you can tell she's kind of understating it.
Yeah. And the guy's like, the other guy's like, did you have sex in my hot tub? And the girl's like, yeah. And the guy's like, can you not? And that's the commercial.
So imagine the whole episode.
That's not my show.
Julie, enough. We talked about your show.
Jealous much?
I'm not jealous. I'm not jealous at all.
If you want us to talk about the show like this, do some of this stuff.
What?
You guys having sex lately? Here and there. But you know that mentally she's going like, so much.
Every day.
Fucking Jason Reitman. It's fucking insane, man.
Are you guys going to switch shows ever?
Well,
have you ever thought about switching shows?
You know how that did not go well with the, what was the Pac-Man show, Deadbeat?
Oh, yeah. Pac-Man versus Deadbeat Pixels.
Yeah, so we tried to replace Billy with Pac-Man.
Oh, you
for
want
for one put, of the episodes to see if it worked, and it did not work.
Put Pac-Man instead of Billy.
Mm-hmm. Different chemistry. It was like a different dynamic.
Young Billy Meichner. What a classy guy. Fucking dude.
They didn't say.
You can't replace him with Pac-Man.
I know. That's what I said.
In that Pac-Man show, Deadbeat.
Yeah.
The wrong man's.
They never said that it was like. That he's helping these ghosts, but that it's the Pac-Man ghosts.
Stinky, Inky Blinky, and Coconuts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's like, don't help them.
That's why, if that had gone forward, there would have been a Mrs. Pac-Man who would have told him that.
I
love it
so.
When female characters are like, knock it off!
Mm-hmm.
Stop it!
Sometimes women say that.
You're giving me the finger.
That's not intentional.
Well, I know you need to pee.
No.
You said as soon as you said that, I just shut down.
I'm in a state now.
I don't know what happened. I don't know if it was the Timberlake thing for you or the pee thing for me, but I don't feel good about where we are.
Well, we're not going to get to the bottom of it on this episode. You'll just have to come back,
Julie. On our show.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook is brought to you by Wolf Cool Productions, a subsidiary of Calvin and Hobbes. Ow, baby.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.